What a season for the Trbojevic brothers and Kangaroos selection for Jake. They've been in camp. I'm not sure whether they've got a few days off, but we'll ask him. Hello, Jake.
How you going?
Really well, mate. Terrific season and great reward at the end of it.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, it has been. You know, it was a really enjoyable season for Manly. You know, getting back in the finals is something, you know, we've always wanted to do. And then, yeah, to get picked in the Kangaroos, my brothers are pretty special. So really looking forward to it all.
And, of course, mate, on the weekend, the first game, Kangaroos 20 against PNG 4. The second game, both these games were 40 minutes, 18-0 against Fiji, 3-0. How did you find the experience, firstly, to start with?
Yeah, it was really good, you know. Everyone got behind it over there, and there was a big crowd, and yeah, some really good footy was played. It was nice and hot over there in Fiji, so it was really enjoyable and yeah, great experience.
Tell us about your upbringing, mate, in this family environment. Did you grow up in a sporty family, and where did rugby league come into it?
Yeah, obviously we've always loved our rugby league. We used to play for the Manavale Raiders, all four of us. I've got three younger brothers, so that was always a big part of our life, and yeah, loved our footy. So just, you know, still enjoying it, and you know, the whole family gets behind us, which is really good.
Who's the best brother?
Definitely me.
Yeah. Wrap yourself, mate. Don't worry.
Nah, I don't know. We all just really, yeah, really enjoy playing, and yeah, growing up was, yeah, it's just a big part of our life. So it was yeah, just really enjoying it at the moment.
How do you approach the World Cup, Jake? It's such an arduous season, and in between all those matches for Manly, unfortunately, an early exit from the finals, but you also had a State of Origin campaign. Do you feel like, oh, it'd be nice to have a break, or you're so passionate about playing for the Kangaroos?
Oh, man, I'm just really enjoying it at the moment, eh? Any opportunity you get to play for the Kangaroos, I think, you know, you want to take with both hands. So I'm really, yeah, really looking forward to it. And so, you know, we've got a great squad there, some great coaches. So it's going to be a great experience and a real good learning curve for myself and my brother. And yeah, we're just really looking forward to it and hoping to soak up as much as possible.
And I know you've been involved in rep camps over the last couple of years, but when you leave a rep camp, do you sort of pick up vital tips from the more senior players, both the forwards and the backs? Jake, is that what you walk away with?
Yeah, I reckon. You know, you see how, like, how professional they are and how good they are off the field. No, it's no coincidence why they're all been such good players for so long, you know, so long on the field. Yeah, it's just really enjoyable times. So that's what we're trying to take out of it. Just trying to, you know, watch these players and training alongside them and playing alongside them is a feeling itself. So yeah, you just try to take as much out of it like that.
And in terms of the finish for the Seagulls, mate, you're on track there for the top four at one stage, and just dived a little bit. I'm sure that was so disappointing.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was pretty disappointing. But in saying that, from where we've come from the last few years, it was really exciting that we were back in the finals and that, you know, we got to play semi-final footy. But yeah, you look back on it, and it is disappointing the way we finished and the way we exited, but it only makes you more hungry for next year.
Yeah, in a way it gives you, I mean, I know you wanted to go further, mate, but it gives you wonderful, and Trent Barrett, a wonderful building block for next season as well.
Yeah, that's right. And especially, you know, especially after last year where we so they're going to be better for the run, and it's really exciting, you know. So another pre-season behind them, and they'll be better players. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it and hoping to do a little bit better this year.
Yeah, and in terms of the coach, we're talking, yeah, there's been paper talk about Trent going elsewhere, but I mean, I can't see that would have any basis to it. He's happy there, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. You know, he's a great coach. We sign him up long term because he's, you know, he's such a good coach on the field, and then yeah, off the field he's great for club culture, and you know, everyone loves him. So I see no reason why we wouldn't sign him up long term. So hopefully that gets done soon. Yeah.
Yeah, we look forward to that. Mate, Mal Meninga has floated this sort of idea, and it probably comes on the back of what happened on the weekend in Fiji with the 40-minute games. And Mal's theory is to try and help the developing nations, if the Tier 1 nations can play some more 40-minute football against the lesser or the minnow nations as far as rugby league is concerned. That will help build their confidence and build the game. What do you think of the 40-minute format?
Oh, it was good. You know, it was obviously something different, something I haven't done before, but it was enjoyable, and there was a great crowd out there, and all three teams had some good backing, and it is good for them to game in those Pacific nations, and things like this is definitely going to help, you know, especially over there. Fiji had never had a Kangaroos team play over there, so see the support. You know, it was really good. So hopefully we keep doing it in the future and keep going the game, yeah.
And, mate, I've got to ask, I know Cam Smith, Cooper Cronk, Michael Morgan, Wilk Chambers, so those grand final sort of players didn't play on the weekend, but surely in camp you must ask Cooper Cronk what he's doing. I couldn't help myself.
I know, but he doesn't give you much. Hey, we're trying to get you out, but he doesn't give you much.
Come on, mate, what are you doing? You got to...
He just moved into Mossman. That's pretty close to Manly, I think.
Ooh.
Oh, now we're talking.
That's the only link you need.
Now we're talking.
No, he didn't give too much away, eh? So, yeah, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
And in terms of, you've got one other brother, did you say?
Obviously, Tom.
I've got three younger brothers. So, Tom, then two others.
Well, I know Tom's your brother, and TK, yeah, for God's sake. In terms of their talent, mate, when do we expect them on the scene?
Oh, they're a bit younger. One of them doesn't play. Then the youngest one, he's played Harold Mount this year for Manly, so that's under 16. So yeah, he really enjoyed it, but he's a bit young. So
yeah,
he played 16s for New South.
Oh yeah, he did that. Yeah, he did that too. Yeah.
Oh, what? How do you forget that? It was part of that spectacular. It was a 90-minute. I saw that on. It was a 90-minute try. He was part of, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great finish there at the end. It was a draw, and then Queensland went for the field goal, and then they ran the length.
I'm going to log on and have another look because it was quite
fantastic.
Spectacular.
Jake, again, mate, well done on the season. I am a Manly supporter, I'll give you that, mate. So I've followed you and your brother right through, and it's exciting stuff. So play well for the Kangaroos.
Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it.